Hello there, this is Dave Allen, and today I'm going to talk about being a gig photographer. Well, I'm sure that it's true to say that once you get into photography proper, then you are automatically a gig photographer. You won't be able to help yourself. There'll be lots of gadgets and equipment to buy for your photography, and then on top of that, you'll have to have a wide array of software for the post-processing of your amazing pictures. It's also quite possible that you will be inducted to one camp or the other. That is usually either Canon or Nikon, or Nikon as I like to say. Although you could be a rebel like myself and go for something like these Sony mirrorless cameras, which are very good indeed, and I'm very pleased that I've got my NEX6. Even though there are some settings on these cameras that will be totally automatic and give you a really good picture most of the time, you're going to want to use the semi-automatic or fully manual settings to do the job properly. You will not be happy just allowing the camera to choose for you the settings that are going to influence your photograph. Then, of course, there is so much reading then has to be done to learn as much as possible about photography and photographers. So it's almost a full-time job. Now, you might think that I'm saying all of this that it's a bad thing, but it's not. It's quite fun to be a gig photographer. So where do you get started? Well, seeing as just about all of us now carry a camera in our pocket in the form of a smartphone, then it's obviously the best place to start with your photography. When you're using your iPhone or your Android smartphone or even your Windows phone, if that's the way that you roll, you can get some great photos. The equipment doesn't really matter. What's most important is that you develop the photographer's eye. This is the way that you look at the world and decide on finding things in it that will translate perfectly to an interesting and artistic image. Even when you're going to be snapping shots at the family birthday party, you will want to be looking at the best angle and finding good lighting. It's the sort of thing that us geek photographers do. Once you have become hooked on taking photos and recording the world into two dimensions, then it's only going to be natural that you're going to be wanting to get more geeky and get better technology. The truth is that there are benefits to having some of the latest photographic technology that widens the range of what you can do with your images. There will be the camera, like the NEX6, for example, or the Sony A7, or even some of the other runs from Canon or Nikon, that have better software within that allow you to capture a wider range of light. My handy little NEX6 also has camera applications that you can add, so you can put more artistic interpretations on the pictures that you take. Just as an example, there is the partial colour setting, which allows you to take a picture that's in black and white, all apart from one specified colour, such as you might go for blue, or you might choose to highlight any reds in the image. Everything else in black and white, just anything that's in red comes through into the photograph, and they look pretty nice. I have even been known to experiment with a Sony application on my NEX6 which turns the photo into an illustration. It's a bit weird looking at first and you gotta get used to it, but it's something that you can get a cool effect with and play with, but I suggest you probably only use it minimally, otherwise you're going to overdo it. It's very easy to overdo something like this. Post-processing to turn your photos into art. I have all of my photos in Aperture on my iMac, and from this application I can send photos to plugins which will turn these photos into something special. Intensify Pro is one of these plugins that I use, and it's an excellent application for coming up with something special. It can completely kill a photograph as well, but if you're careful with what you're doing, then you can get some really good effects out of it and make a photograph look really good. I'm one of these photographers that's not interested in merely capturing a version of reality, as I saw myself when I was there and with the camera was there and the photograph was being taken. What I want to do is to turn a photograph into a work of art, and for me that often means to have bright, richly coloured, extravagant images that grab the eye. And to this end, for some time now, one of my favourite types of photography has been HDR photography. For this, I set the camera to take three images at the same time. You can also do this with five or even seven images if you have a camera that you can set up like that. But I use three. The first one is at the correct exposure, and then I do one that is two stops overexposed, and then another one that is two stops underexposed. I then use the Photomatic Pro software to merge these photographs together, so it brings out the information that is shown in the shadows, and also it has the information that will be burnt out in the highlights. You can get some really good pictures out this way. So, photography. Now, on account of the fact that I have written an awful lot of articles about using the Mac post-processing applications for photographs and photography in general, I have gathered these together into a book. Not only is the book full of excellent information, of over 30,000 words so far, about how to work with the photographs you've taken, but there is also hours of video tutorials going to be included. I have added some articles to this book that have never been published anywhere else. And before I have finished, I will probably add a couple more videos that will be only for the readers of the book, Spondicious Geek Photography. So this is Dave Allen talking to you about photography and being a geek. Talk to you again soon. Bye-bye now.